Andy. Yeah. You're trying to cheat the system.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that doesn't set their clocks back. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
I don't conform to imaginary time.
Yeah, I just look at the clock and just imagine it's 1 hour earlier.
Yes, I know.
Until, you know, we're supposed to set them forward, and then I was right all the time.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I'm always right then.
Daylight savings time, though, this is the time where the clock in the hallway is never right.
Yep.
No one ever sets that. So until, what, March?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to have to remember that that clock is 1 hour ahead.
Why don't you just set it?
It's on the thermostat, and, you know, no one just sets it. I think I'm the only person that ever looks at it. I look at it when I'm, like, after I take a shower, I come out, it's the first clock I see, so I just, like, look at the time, but I don't think anyone else looks at it.
All right. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. You might hear some construction noises because there's construction going on.
What are they doing?
Putting some metal sheets around, like, the chimney and shit like that.
Making an indestructible chimney?
Yeah, that's
it. Dude, they're doing it on a windy-ass day.
I know, that sucks. Yeah, they're trying to get the roof ready to, you know, be roofed.
Gotcha. How's your week been?
Pretty good.
Good.
It's been kind of a cold, shitty week.
How's work?
Good.
Do anything fun?
Nah.
Break down any doors yet?
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
Have you started doing actual work yet, or are you still in the training process?
Still in the training process.
How long are you going to be in that?
I don't know. But it can't be too much longer. The first day was, it's an observation day where I literally don't get paid.
What?
But I don't do anything. I can't touch anything. I can't do anything. I just have to watch. And that's, it's 2 hours, and they say, you know, it's, you're looking at it like it's shady. It's not really shady.
No, I just, that sucks that you don't get paid for that.
But I don't do any work either.
Right, that's true. But it just, it's what.
I actually literally signed something that said I would not touch anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, like, that's just, I've never heard of that before, I guess. That's a new concept.
I have.
All right.
I've never experienced one until recently, but yeah.
All right.
It's basically you just follow everyone around and figure out if that's what you want to do.
Oh, so then they find out if you think it's worth, like, their time.
Especially when it comes to, like, collections and stuff, because you don't really know about it until you actually do it.
That is true.
Unfortunately, on my observation day, we went to 2 houses and not really anything happened.
Nothing? Just normal stuff? What'd
you
pick up? Can you talk about that?
No, I didn't pick up anything. Nothing happened. They weren't there.
Oh, okay. So do you just, like, be like, nope. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, leave a little door tag and say, hey, we were here.
All right. What? Cool.
Yeah. How was your Halloween?
It was good. I went to a haunted house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went to Mystery Manor.
That's cool.
I
didn't do anything.
There's a lot of people. I think we're getting to that age. I know a lot of people.
I said the same thing, but I never did anything on Halloween. Like, the last major thing I did on Halloween was go to your party in, like, 09 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I did that. Yeah, it was just a fine holiday. I opened, so I was really tired, and I wasn't able to take a nap because I opened, went from work straight to school, came home, ate food, went to the haunted house.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Sounds like a long day. You didn't have to open the next day, did you? You did?
Yep.
Oh, I would have said, fuck that, to the haunted house. Like, screw that.
Well, I actually was in bed by about 9:30, though.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I got up at 3:30 that morning, so.
That's bad.
Yeah. So, yes, I was dragging by the end. I think I hit that bed and said, like, 2 words to Camilla, and then I was out.
Banana topping.
Doritos tacos. GTA Online, we played that a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
Friday, that was
pretty
good.
Yeah, GTA Online is pretty tight.
Pretty good.
I played Pathfinder last night. We had to cut a guy's arm off.
Oh, shit. Why?
An ally's arm off.
Oh, shit. Was it one of the groups?
Yeah. Stefan actually had to cut his arm off. Tyler and I weren't there.
Oh, shit. Like, a ninja with one arm?
No, Stefan had to cut his arm off.
Who's?
The monk.
Oh, the monk?
Yeah. So Stefan has both his arms.
Oh, my bad.
He cut someone's arm off.
Gotcha. And no one was playing the monk?
No. Austin's friend Steve was playing the monk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, what happened was we're in the ghost lands, and it's really creepy. Mm-hmm. And Tyler and I were off. We got separated. There was a bunch of fog, so we got separated. And Tyler and I found our way into, like, this house where this, like, creepy crying girl was. And then, like, her and her deformed mother were attacking us. And I was a little worried at first because the deformed mother, like, was powerful.
Really?
But I eventually figured out that silver weapons hurt them, so.
Oh, once again, you come in.
Yep. I had a silver dagger, and Tyler was lucky enough that he had silver powder on him.
Nice.
And so he was, like, throwing silver powder on the little girl, and she was, like, burning. Was like,
yeah. Jesus.
And then the fucking house lit on fire because of Tyler. Tyler lit actually two houses on fire.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice. First one was a cottage of someone who was supposed to help us.
Why?
He just, I don't fucking know why.
He seriously just lit him on fire?
Yeah.
Dude, he's a fucking wild card.
Because I joked about, the thing is, the prophecy told us to use discretion while in the forest and the ghost lands.
Right.
So I joked earlier about we were being attacked in the forest, but we couldn't see from where. And I was like, we can just burn down the forest. And then when we get to the cottage, I joked, I'm like, we can just burn down the cottage. And but then Tyler actually like starts doing it. He's like, yeah, I'm pouring oil on the cottage. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, shit. Did he kill anyone?
No.
Oh, that's
but he
good.
Did burn down someone's house.
Were there any repercussions because of that?
It made the dialogue harder.
Yeah, I bet.
So Tyler and I got separated. We actually, even though it was... I was worried about the combat. We actually did pretty well. But while we were doing that, Steve and Stefan were, they ate some fruit that, like, cleared the fog.
Yeah.
And there was, like, ghosts everywhere. But, you know, the ghosts couldn't see him or anything.
Gotcha.
And then they found this tree with, like, this knot in it that was, like, completely black. And it was, like, a portal. So Stefan, like, stuck his sword in it. And nothing happened. And he's just like, oh, nothing happened. So Steve sticks his arm in it. And here's the thing. He had to roll three reflex saves, apparently. He got the first one, got the second one, missed the third one, and he, Austin said, like, some, like, railroad spike thing goes through his arm, and he's stuck in there, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Austin did say afterwards, he's like, if you would have got that last reflex save, you would have got a magical weapon.
Oh,
fuck. So he's stuck in there, and then, like, this fucking spider with two human heads... He comes down and is like, you're one of us now. And Stefan's like, I got to cut your arm off, dude. Because he couldn't get his arm out. So Stefan actually had to use two attacks to do it, but he hacked through his arm and pulled him away.
Oh, Jesus.
And luckily, Steve rolled the fort save, the fortitude save.
Nice.
Right. So he didn't pass out, which was good because Stefan had nothing to cauterize the wound with, except Steve was able to, he has elemental hands. So he was able to light,
gotcha.
Like, heat up Stefan's sword, and Stefan cauterized the wound.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That sucks. Because
now we got a monk without an arm. Like, because he has flurry of blows,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be four attacks, punch, punch, kick, kick. Now he can only punch, kick, kick.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Hopefully you'll find a way to get it back.
Well, Stefan has his damn wish ball.
Oh, yeah.
Where he could wish things back, but he won't use it. He owes me, by the way, because I'm a woman in Pathfinder.
Right.
Because of the deck of many things. Yeah. I was a man. I got turned into a woman. He owes me turning me back into a man. Because when Fable 2 came out, he accidentally drank the potion to turn him from a man to a woman. And had to come into my game to get my potion to turn him back to a man.
Oh, drats.
You forget something.
You would rather be a man than get Steve's arm back?
Well, no, but he does owe me. Until Steve lost his arm, yeah, I was like, dude, turn me back into a man.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I would rather have Steve's arm back, but still, he owes me.
Wouldn't that suck if it was like, it's Steve's arm, but it has its own separate personality now? It attacks with shockers and middle fingers, just brr.
The one cool thing about Tyler's new character, funny thing, is he's a gnome, and gnomes can live to be, you know, like 300 or something like that. He's like 98 years old. But the thing is, he was raised by humans, so he doesn't know he's a gnome. He thinks he's a short, old human.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, like,
does he have, like, dementia?
No, because he is still young.
Gotcha. Yeah,
technically, because he's a gnome. But he's 98 years old, which is really old for a human.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's really old.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So it's kind of funny. Sometimes we'll be like, oh, yeah, our gnome over here. Like, who are you calling a gnome? Sorry, our little human over here.
That's awesome.
He's just always calling people young man and stuff like that. And we'll just say things like, oh, well, you know, I don't need it. You know, I'm only going to be alive. I'm not going to be alive much longer. It's funny as shit.
That's good. Ready for some gaming news?
Yeah, let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
12 days, Andy.
PS3?
PS4.
Or fuck, sorry, PS4.
Yeah, you pulled a me.
Yeah.
12 days.
That's crazy, dude.
12 days until some Battlefield 4. Brat.
Dude, I guess people can get their PS4 copies early or something. I've been seeing pictures on Reddit of people with their copies of, like, Killzone.
Oh, I should just go get mine then.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? Oh, you got that PS4 game. Yeah.
Let me put it in my PS3.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Oh, no. It does work. That'd be awesome.
I don't even need a PS4. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I can play PS4 games on this. Man, so my cough has gone away, but, like, I'm constantly clearing my throat.
Drainage.
Yeah.
Drainage is a bitch.
I wonder if that's what made my stomach upset all week.
Maybe.
I had an upset stomach, like, all week. I lost 5 pounds.
Nice.
No.
Well, I mean.
It wasn't nice how it happened. I'm sitting here eating peaches going, oh, God. Set it down. Just stare at the peaches.
Oh, my God. My grandpa's taking us out to Kobe tonight.
Oh, my God.
Steakhouse. Yeah.
Nice.
Which, he's the kind of grandpa that's like, oh, it's going to McDonald's. It's cheap. So I'm like, and recently the grandparents have been slowing down, so the end is nigh. But I'm like, this is going to be one of those, I'm going to eat here once more before I die dinners. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Because it literally is like out of the blue, random, no occasions. So.
Get me a steak. Grandpa, I'm hungry. Can I have 2 steaks?
You would.
And 2 potatoes? And could you put one in a to-go box and write Matt on it?
I like to be Matt. Call me Matt.
Yeah, that's my Pathfinder character name.
Matt. I really like.
I get really into the game. I can't eat in game unless I am pretending I am my character. If it says Andy on it, I would never be able to eat it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't make any sense.
It has to say Matt. Which I feel like a douche. I just came from straight to work, and I actually this morning was going to bring you some creamy tomato. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you don't have to apologize. I wasn't expecting creamy tomato.
Well, I thought it'd be a nice thing. Because I wasn't going to use my manager meal, so I was like, Matt would like some creamy tomato.
You know, normally I would like creamy tomato, but I don't know how my stomach would feel about creamy tomato.
Tomato-based
products
acidic,
the acidity. I've actually been eating the bland diet.
Oh, what's that? Crackers?
Yeah, it's white rice.
Oh.
Low-fat yogurt,
oh.
Applesauce,
oh.
Steamed vegetables,
oh.
And boiled chicken.
Oh.
So, you know.
The bland diet it is.
Which is nice because it eventually I get to a point where I can actually eat something good. Like, I had a stick of beef jerky last night.
And then, was it awesome? Were you just like,
it was, glorious. Yeah, because I was just like, oh, meat.
Rubbing it just all over your face.
Over my face.
Oh, God.
And, like, I had an orange Fanta.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. So good. Pour it on me. After drinking water and white grape juice.
White grape juice is good, but there's something to be desired with it.
There is something to be desired with it. It's not like regular grape juice.
You're like, that's good.
Like, it's got a good
more.
Aftertaste, to be honest. Like, when I drink it, it tastes like nothing, but the aftertaste, I'm like, yeah, I feel like there was a little bit of grape there.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah.
So,
PlayStation 4.
Actually, we're going to start with Xbox One.
Oh, all right.
Tinfoil hat. Yeah, the X-Bone. Tinfoil hat wearers find solace in PDP's privacy mount for the Kinect. It's a third-party product coming out on December 4th for $20. It slides right over that Kinect sensor.
Oh,
just
really?
A little plastic. Actually, you can see it. A little plastic thing just slides right over it.
I can make that out of cardboard paper.
Yeah, you could pretty much block it with anything, but it's supposed to block both the RGB and infrared cameras.
Ooh.
So.
It's a I bet it's just a piece of plastic.
It's probably just a piece of plastic. It fits over snug, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Just put some tape and some construction paper, and you're good.
Going back to PS4, they came out with a list of all the games that will be available on launch day. You want to hear?
There's a good list.
From Sony, there will be Flower, Killzone Shadowfall, Knack, Resogun, and Sound Shapes.
Resogun, I think I saw a trailer for it. Looked fucking insanely cool.
Yeah.
It was like a futuristic battle.
And for third-party titles, we're going to start off with fucking Angry Birds Star Wars. Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Call of Duty Ghosts, DC Universe Online, FIFA 14, Battlefield 4, Just Dance 2014, Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition,
ooh.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K14, and Skylanders Swap Force.
Sounds like a porn title.
And for indie titles, there will be Contrast.
Whoa. You were just like, I was like,
Contra.
Yeah.
No, Contrast from Compulsion Games. Pinball Arcade, Super Motherload. Talk about fucking porn titles.
Yeah, Super Motherload.
Tiny Brains and Warframe.
Warframe. Is,
Warframe's
the plain one, I think. No, Warframe's a futuristic.
Is it?
Free to play that I really enjoyed, actually, but it was not. It needed to be made with a controller. It was not a good PC game. It needed a controller.
Oh, it is. Have you ever played Motherload, the Flash game?
No. Let me see.
There's just some pictures for Super Motherload. That's that game where like you would dig and get like gold and platinum and stuff.
No,
like
I've
that.
Never played
oh,
that.
Oh, my God. I played a ton of that.
Oh, is but it?
Right. That was fun, yeah.
So is this like a remake then?
That looks like. Not necessarily maybe a remake, but just like another version of
it. Oh, is Motherload like a newer game? It's not.
No, Motherload's old.
All right, all right.
It's like 07, 06 I was playing it.
Oh, all right.
Well, it's a fun game. It's a really good time killer.
All right.
Blockbuster UK files bankruptcy again, making them unable to fill next-gen pre-orders.
That stinks.
Blockbuster UK has entered bankruptcy for the second time. They claim that the round two bankruptcy is due to their parent company, Blockbuster US, blocking their development of a digital platform. Anyone who pre-ordered a next-gen console through the retailer will not have their order filled.
Why would they block?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Blockbuster UK says that you should stop by your local store for help, or online orders should write a letter on pen and paper to the headquarters.
All right.
So, there's that.
Dude, I can't believe Blockbuster is still around.
I don't think there's one right up there at 132nd and Maple.
Yeah.
Like how I'm pointing. Like not only can the people listening not see it, but we can't see it.
Right up there.
Over there. I think that Blockbuster will probably never die.
Really?
The reason being is I feel like the distribution model is not applicable anymore. Given like digital distribution, stuff like that, it's just so much easier to download things instead of go to the store. Yeah. But there are still people that do it. But that Blockbuster is so fucking popular, and all the other ones keep closing, which brings all their customers to that Blockbuster, that if there's just one place in town where you can get physical copies of things, it's going to be that Blockbuster.
All right.
And it might seriously just live on the fact that it's the only one in town.
I know Family Video, Friday nights and Saturday nights, that parking lot's packed.
Yeah, that's true. It is packed. And they have good deals, though, too.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
they do.
Cheap. I like their game.
Yeah, they have good
thing,
game
like,
deals.
Where you can get a game for, like, one day for $2 or something like that.
That's nice.
And it's really easy because you can just get it right now. That's nice. What I hate about their game rentals is that you can rent them for 1, 5, or 7 days instead of, like, 1, 3, or 7, you know?
I don't know. Maybe they figure with games you want more time.
But why wouldn't you offer three? You offer the lowest and the most, but you don't offer the middle. You offer closer to the most.
I don't know, man.
It's stupid.
That's like customers asking me why a Frontega chicken's so expensive. I can't fucking explain that. I can just tell you that our products are good.
Well, it's not like I'm asking the guy at the counter, like, hey, why is this so expensive? The model doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess that was a wrong analogy.
Because three would be a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
True.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Return it Sunday night or Monday morning, you know, before you go to work. But they don't do that. One or five, seven. But not three. It's dumb.
I remember the days when there was only one rental fee. Everything was one price.
Do you remember for a little while when Blockbuster was offering, like, console rentals?
Yes, I do remember that. Because I remember my buddy John, I think, he rented a Game Boy for Pokemon Red and Blue when that game came out. He rented one.
Yeah, I always wanted to rent a Nintendo 64 because I never had one.
Same here, because I had a PlayStation.
Yeah, I had a PlayStation, but I did have a friend like right down the street that had an N64, and I played that a lot. So.
Nice. But yes, the N64, I was always jealous of the N64. Like, I enjoyed my PlayStation 1, but all the N64 games looked a lot better.
Especially GoldenEye.
Yes.
That's the one I played a lot at my friend's house. I remember fucking Tyler Swanson used to have the best fucking gaming room.
Really?
Yeah. It was like in his basement. And it was like his room. And there was like a bunk bed. And then there was a TV with fucking a PlayStation 1, a Sega Dreamcast, an N64.
Oh.
And then there was a fucking couch across from that you just like chill on. And then there was like a bumper pool table, an actual pool table. Just like fucking awesome shit.
I had a friend who had something like that too. He had a foosball table and like a couch too we could sit on. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
And then when their parents had, oh God, was it his youngest brother? Must have been his youngest brother. He had to move upstairs, and his parents took the downstairs because they needed more room, and his new room was just, it wasn't the same, man. Just wasn't the same.
That was pretty sweet. He got the whole basement though.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet for a while. Life's a Beach, the new content for GTA Online is announced.
Woo! What is it?
Well, first off, you'll get the promised content creator, the handy feature that is finally coming our way will enable us to create custom races, missions, deathmatches, etc. And create your own.
Missions would be pretty fun.
The more prominent creations will be featured on Rockstar's Spotlight service, called Rockstar Newswire.
All right.
The second bit of news is the first patch of DLC, which has been called the Beach Bum Pack. The Beach Bum Pack will include new weapons, vehicles, cosmetics, and jobs that theme around the coastal areas of Los Santos.
Sweet. Sweet.
There wasn't really any details on it as to what kind of vehicles and what kind of weapons, but they did say there will be more.
Well, I mean, there's that huge wall of guns and that ammunition.
Yeah, there's a lot of guns to be added. It looks like this will come out early November. So soon.
So I was just interested to see what their microtransaction charges were the other day. They're not up.
They're not up?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I vaguely remember them saying something about it not being available right away.
Yeah. Because I was like, I wonder what they charge. Just curious.
You were going to buy some, weren't you?
I thought about it.
You were going to cheat the system, weren't you?
I wasn't going to cheat the system.
You were going to cheat the system.
It also depended on the prices, too, if I was going to buy some.
You can't survive in survival, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Well, apparently not. You were trying to cheat the system, Andy.
I just really want that apartment so I can just start fucking saving for a nice car. That's all I want.
Andy.
Yeah.
You were trying to cheat the system.
I got really close to the mic on that one. I was like, it was like in my mouth.
Jesus.
Except there's a pop filter in front of it, so not completely, but you were trying to cheat the system, weren't you?
Jesus.
Ubisoft will be getting rid of Uplay, finally.
Thank God.
Yeah, Uplay was dumb.
That was just a burden.
I hated playing Far Cry 3, and then like I'd get an achievement, And then they'd be like, you also gained an achievement on Uplay. Create an account or log in. And I'm like, no.
No.
I'm already logged into Xbox Live. Like, why?
Yeah, dude, Uplay, yeah. Uplay was stupid. I'm glad they're getting rid of it.
It was dumb.
Maybe this will be the generation of just developers being fucking smart about shit again.
Yeah, not trying
like,
to add
no
their
more,
own stupid services.
Yeah, no more online activations. Yeah, they're getting rid of Uplay. Yeah. Maybe they're just starting to fucking be cool about it.
Or maybe it's going to be built into the console.
Jesus.
All right, that will do it for gaming news. All right, let's go into technology. Or as I like to say, technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Another thing about Pathfinder that technology just reminded me of is since Stefan's a ninja, before he does like sometimes where he does an attack, he'll go, hi! And then if we don't need him to do it, he'd be like, too late, I made the noise. He also befriended this like rooster/raptor looking thing with a deer leg. And he's been riding it around, and its name is Lamar. It turns things to stone.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, but we're all like, dude, when you run out of food, that thing's going to turn on you. And he's like, no, it's not, man. Me and Lamar are like this. It was pretty funny. He was like supposed to go through some hole, and he's like, whoa, I'm not going to. Oh, hey, Lamar wants to go first. But so he has befriended this thing, and we want to kill it, but he won't let us kill it.
Why do you want to kill it?
It turns things into stone.
You just got to provide it with food all the time, then.
I want to provide myself with food all the time. I'm an adventurer. I can't just be giving people food.
Yeah, but that's such a powerful thing to have.
I don't really think this thing's that powerful. Like, if we come up, like, for us, it would be a nuisance, for sure. Like, turning us to stone. Because we'd have to find a way to unturn us. But if we came up against, like, a strong enemy, and we'd be like, Lamar, go attack it, the enemy's probably just going to be like...
All right, I won't argue it anymore. I'm not playing.
It's fucking Lamar. Stefan's really getting into it. He's turning into a werebore, so he's really getting into it. Even though he's not a werebore yet, he thinks he's a werebore. He's like trying to smell for people. He's like, hold on, let's see if I can smell them. They're that way. And Austin's like, you don't know where they are. First article here. How many clocks did you change back for daylight savings, like physically change back yourself?
Two.
I will say right now I'm on a steady zero. But it will be at least two. Yeah. I change the clock in my room and in my car.
Yep. So. Same here. Room and car. Everything else just does it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. This when you said, like, you want to do the podcast at 2:30. And I looked at the clock and it was like 12:30 already. And I was like laying in bed. I was like, gotta get up. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's 11:30.
Nice.
I'm gonna continue to lay down.
Nice. Well, good.
Hey, Netflix is doing streaming tests with 4K video.
Oh God, that's gonna gobble up some internet.
This week, the company posted 6 4K videos at various frames per second rate to test their streaming performance. Now they're all stock footage, you know.
Oh.
But they're testing.
Huh. Dad's gotta gobble up some data. 4K is not small, man.
I apologize to our Canadian friends who will probably never be able to watch it.
Yes. Yeah, you'll watch like half an episode of How I Met Your Mother, and then that's it.
Yeah. Oh, data cap.
Yep. God, what is it?
Speaking of which, my mom was freaking out because we went over our data on our phones by 1/100th of a gigabyte on the last day of the month, of the last day of the billing cycle. I was like, just relax.
How much extra was it?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, 1/100th of a gigabyte was nothing.
Oh, all right.
And they don't even charge us until we go over a full gig. And then, that's $15.
No, that's not
so,
bad.
Like, you know, like, I know you don't want to pay it, but it's not like a $900 phone bill.
Yeah. Fucking Camilla is like $800-something Italian. That pissed me off. I think that might have been the first legitimate time I was like, just...
Give me the ring back.
Yeah, just legitimate. I was just mad. I'm like, I told you.
Yeah, you can turn off your mobile data too.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yes. Yeah.
She's not listening.
No, I don't think she listens to the podcast.
Well, occasionally she'll.
Yeah, no, she does it, and she like listens. Fucking...
She'll like mention something that happened in the first 10 minutes of an episode or something like that. Yeah. But she doesn't listen this far in.
I think no. She I'm pretty sure she listens to the opening and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like she hits gaming news and just stops.
Well, that sucks this week because our opening wasn't really much. So.
Really. All right. Well.
So Camille, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. You don't listen this far in.
Yeah. This is gonna be a great conversation tonight if she does.
Yeah.
I listened.
I heard you talking about me.
Love
luckily,
you.
I pretty much get up scot free, so you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the one.
Nothing really. I mean, I might get a text like Matt.
Yeah, I'll be in the doghouse.
But yeah, Andy will be in the doghouse. I was looking at me like, I'll just put my phone down.
Doesn't matter.
Andy, did you do anything significant this week? Like, achieve something, complete something, fix something, build something, fist something.
Your mother. No, I guess that was pretty boring.
Yeah, well, a 10-year-old kid discovered a supernova this week. This kid named Nathan was looking through images from the Abbey Ridge Observatory in Nova Scotia when he spotted a potential supernova, PGC 61330 in the constellation of Draco.
Draco.
The 600-million-year-old dying star wasn't visible in images of the constellation, meaning Nathan is likely to be the first human to set eyes on it.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
That kid had some time.
Yeah. Discovered a supernova.
I have not.
Didn't do much.
I woke up today.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, achievement unlocked.
I haven't even showered yet.
Me neither. But I went to work, though. Yeah. I don't shower when I go to
that. No, fuck that. Because you're going to shower and smell nice, and then you're going to come back home and smell like onions and piss.
Yeah. Onions and oven smell. Just oven smell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't get it. Oh, shit. My dogs are barking, but it sounds like my sister's right at the door.
Nice.
Good.
I hear a door. Yeah.
Thank God. Sometimes when she pulls up, I don't get why she fucking sits in her car. I don't know what she has to do, but sometimes she'll pull up and just sit in her car for like a minute and a half. And I'm just like, come in the door. Because they won't start barking until she comes in the door. Like, you can stop them, but you have to physically stay there or they will continue.
Walk away. He's gone! He's gone!
Yeah, basically. So this final article, first of all, I'm not going to talk much about the article. I want to talk about the headline. It's safe to finally make your friends use Twitter. First of all, I would never make my friends use anything.
Yeah, I don't.
Second of all, Twitter looks like ass now.
Does it?
Well,
the mobile Twitter's fine.
Well, mobile Twitter has always been fine because they can't do what they just recently did, which is now instead of clicking a link to go to a picture, it just automatically shows up.
So it's kind of like a Facebook timeline?
It's similar, but it's like a... I can't call it a thumbnail, but it, you know, it's just like a little square of the picture. So sometimes it's like, if it's a picture of like you and your friend, for some reason it'll be like focused on your chest or something like that, and you have to actually click it to see the full image. So you're going through all these like half-seen images.
I gotcha.
And not only that, but then they changed how people respond to each other, and now it's in actual chronological order, except they have these blue fucking lines everywhere, and it's just a pain in the ass. Twitter looks like shit right now. That's why I started using TweetDeck.
What's that?
It's just a Twitter platform for your desktop.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But it takes up a lot of fucking resources.
Really?
Yeah. I looked in my settings, and I was just like looking at, you know, first of all, Chrome takes up so much fucking resources. Yeah. I don't get what's the difference between Firefox takes, when I use Firefox, it's like three different Firefox things. Yeah. Chrome, there's like fucking eight of them. Just like Google Chrome. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why do you need this many things?
I hid Chrome. Like, it's still installed, but I use Firefox main now.
I was using Firefox, but I'm having flash problems on Firefox. Like, serious flash problems.
I have serious flash problems with Chrome.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But, so I've been using Chrome and then TweetDeck. Like, I looked, and it's like TweetDeck. And I'm like, how many fucking resources do you need?
I wonder if it's because it's constantly refreshing.
Still.
Yeah.
It takes almost as much as Chrome.
I don't know, man.
Insane. That will do it for technology news, Andy.
Cool.
Let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right, first I want to mention a funny by Joel Osteen. Apparently he's a guy that has like a mega church in Houston.
Oh, okay.
So he has a Twitter account where he apparently talks about God all day. He said on his Twitter account, "A true friend walks in when everybody else walks out. A true friend doesn't rub it in when you make a mistake. They rub it out." The tweet has since been deleted.
But it's not, I bet he thought he was so profound.
But it's not any less hilarious now. A true friend rubs it out.
You know what I love is that fuck-ups on the internet are just... They're always permanently there. You can't get rid of them.
Especially if you, like, you know those Beyonce candid pictures?
Yes.
Especially when you say something like, take those down. Like, no.
Nope.
Because that might have blown over, but the fact that she was so adamant about taking those pictures down, it's like, they're staying.
Every couple months, it'll show up in the funny board on Reddit, and it'll be like, here's to remind you about this picture.
Yeah. Andy, we talked about this drug a little bit. It has a name now called Crocodile.
Is this the crazy Russian one?
It's the flesh-eating drug reported in. Yeah.
It's
called Crocodile because of the green and black lesions it leaves on your skin. Why would you ever take a drug that has a name because of its terrifying side effects?
Yeah. Like, it's a known drug in Russia, and just it eats your skin. What the fuck? What does it do to you? Like... That makes you want to do that. Like, what?
Apparently, it's more potent than meth.
But
it leaves open sores on your body.
Yeah. Like, I've seen pictures where there's, like, you can see dudes' bones because the skin's so melted away.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio say they have their first case of flesh-eating drug Crocodile. A homeless man in Columbus told medics he had used the drug, which derives his name from the green and black lesions it leaves. They said, quote, "The patient had a large open wound, which is consistent with what we've been seeing, or the trend when people use this type of medicine," says Deputy Fire Chief Jim Davis. Other cases of homemade morphine derivative have been reported in Arizona, Illinois, and Oklahoma.
Homemade morphine?
Yeah, that's basically what it is a homemade
morphine. Oh, okay. Dude, that's a drug that is just, we don't need that.
Crocodile was first reported in Russia several years ago. It is made by cooking crushed codeine pills with household hydrocarbons. It's kind of a hard thing to say, household hydrocarbons.
What are hydrocarbons?
Such as paint thinner and gasoline.
Oh, my God. How do you take it? Like, do you snort it?
I don't know. I wouldn't think you would want to snort something with gasoline in it.
I know, yeah.
You probably inject something like this.
Oh, God.
Crocodile is reportedly cheaper and more potent than heroin.
It's cheaper? Probably because you can make big batches.
But the impurities in the household chemicals cause flesh to decay after injection. So, yeah, you inject
it. Okay. Jesus. No.
I don't even want to be in the same zip code as that.
Nope. Yeah. Just nope and out.
Nope
out of this neighborhood.
It's just fucking open sores, man.
It cannot be that great.
And you know, if you're like a heroin addict that has now switched to Crocodile because it's more potent, like, you're not like cleaning and dressing those wounds every day, you know?
Yeah.
You're not like, you don't get like a small wound that's going to get bigger and you're like, oh, that looks bad. I think I'll just wash out with some soap and put some antiseptic on it and a nice bandage. Perfect. Now I'm going to get more Crocodile in me. You know they're not doing that. You know they're picking at it and probably injecting it right into that spot.
Yeah. Oh. Nope.
So we hear stories about this pretty much every year, but police say a needle was found in Halloween chocolate.
That.
Authorities in Southern Maryland issued a Halloween candy advisory. I wonder if that comes over the news like a weather advisory.
Yeah.
Okay. After a sewing needle was reportedly found in the wrapping of a piece of chocolate. You know what? I remember a stat, but apparently most of the planted razors and needles and stuff like that happen like after you get the candy. Like family members putting them in there and stuff like that. Yeah,
I've heard that too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's an easy scapegoat too if they wanted to hurt them. Like, somebody did that.
I saw a picture. Someone's like, I'm going to be that guy this year. And it was an apple with like, not just a razor, but like the entire razor. Shaver, you know?
Yeah, like the handle. And
yeah,
the
handle and everything, like through the apple.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, police are investigating a case of a razor blade found in a pack of M&Ms.
That just, like, you know somebody had to do that. That just doesn't happen at the M&M factory.
Oh, speaking of candy, I ate way too much last night. Because when my stomach was feeling better, there was a bowl of candy about arm's length away.
Was it chocolate or fruity candy?
It was both.
Yeah, how'd you feel after that?
You know, not too bad. I've been better. But up until then, I had had a half a cup of soup. Yogurt, applesauce, and that half a stick of beef jerky. Nice. So then all of a sudden my stomach's feeling better, and then I realized I'm really hungry because I had barely eaten anything, and next thing you know, I just scooped that out under the table there. And Milk Duds, but I only had one little case of Milk Duds. Yeah, because they stick to your teeth like
crazy.
Oh,
God, Milk Duds. Nope.
Good thing I didn't find any razor blades in those.
Or did I?
That's just what I need.
Yeah.
You know, I've really had an upset stomach for like a week. Well, that's because there's a razor in it.
I didn't even notice it.
All right, and our last story in news.
Is it in Florida?
No, this is from North Dakota.
Oh, no Florida this week.
No Florida this week.
They were boring.
Oh, I'm sure I could have dug for something. Someone's probably done something. Last week, a 30-year-old Bismarck, North Dakota woman told police that someone broke into her home and cooked some of her bacon. The Bismarck Tribune reported a man came in. Three cans of Bud Light were also missing from the residence, too. The break-in took place sometime between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Monday last week when the resident returned home and noticed the distinct scent of cooked bacon lingering in the air. It is unclear whether the suspect, if caught, will face additional charges for the unforgivable crime of cooking bacon in a microwave.
Son of a bitch!
Last year, a Missouri man was sentenced to 7 years in prison after breaking into a stranger's home and frying bacon in her kitchen. And in 2011, three teens broke into a store freezer in Indiana and made off with $90 worth of bacon.
Damn, they bacon up there.
And for some reason, there's a picture of a bacon bra. There you go. Yeah, that doesn't look good.
What the fuck is, like, I mean, bacon's good, but what is with the all of a sudden fascination and obsession with bacon?
You know, I don't know, because I know, I agree, bacon's good, but
like
it's not the nectar of the gods.
Yeah, people are treating it like, oh my god, bacon flavored.
Especially like bacon's like the worst fucking thing for you. Like after like three strips of bacon, you're like, oh.
I stick to two and I'm happy.
God.
Yeah. Like there's just so much fat on it.
Especially the fucking when my mother cooks bacon, it just hangs out in the kitchen and you walk by and you eat a piece of bacon. And then by the time the day's done, you realize you've eaten 10 pieces of bacon.
Dude, fucking Panera.
Like, yeah, Panera.
I eat so much goddamn bacon.
Oh my god, yeah, when you cook bacon, same with croutons.
Yeah.
When freshly baked croutons are just sitting in the back and you're doing prep or dishwashing, you come over and you eat a handful of croutons and realize you've done that six times throughout the night.
Dude, when that was my biggest fucking pet peeve on prep was people eat my goddamn croutons because they would eat so fucking many of them. There was like more than three occasions I had to make new croutons because people ate so many. I was pissed.
Dude, but fresh croutons are the best fucking thing. They are.
And I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I ate it too. I ate the bacon too when it was fresh, but just everybody ate them and I was just like, god damn it.
Especially when you like burn bacon on accident, but it was just good enough where it was like edible.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't give it to customers, but you know, it wasn't going to hurt you if you ate it.
Remember the bacon manwich?
Yeah, I do remember
the
bacon
manwich.
With honey, I think. Yeah, it was like an entire plate of burnt bacon.
Yeah, I fucked up a pan of bacon.
Yeah. That's funny. I guess the lesson here is don't leave things sitting out or you will eat them.
Yeah.
Whether it be candy or bacon.
Anything.
You just walk by, you're going to take a bite of bacon, and you're not going to realize that you've done it 10 times.
If I have a bag of Chex Mix in my room, it's going to be eaten. I see it every day. I know there's Chex Mix there.
I know. I have a bottle of apple juice in my room, an entire fucking gallon.
Nice.
And, yeah, I just find myself walking over to my fridge, taking it out, taking a swig, going to sit back down. Getting up, walking over my fridge, taking a swig, sitting back down, and then I realize how much apple juice I've drank. I'm like, fuck.
Nice.
I also have in my mini fridge marinara sauce because I needed it one time.
Oh.
And it's still in there. And Tyler's bottle of vodka and soda.
All right. How long has the marinara been in there?
Too long. I wouldn't. Well, not too long, but it's probably about reached its time.
Don't forget to throw it out, man. You don't want to like have some mold growing in there.
I think I'll be fine. I'll just toss it soon.
Do it.
Yeah, I needed marinara one time for like a breadstick.
I don't want you to get sick from the mold spores, man.
No.
Get into your lungs, not feel the best. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
No. Nor do I.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc, that's the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. Find us at YouTube, search 3-8 Combo Podcast, and 76thstreetnetwork.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.